Good afternoon. A gorgeous late November day in progress across interior New York and New England with mostly sunny skies and a mild south-southwesterly wind flow, which is pushing temperatures well above normal. Readings are now climbing past the 50-degree mark, and many locations will settle into the middle and even some upper 50s for daytime highs. A storm system is emerging out of the middle of the country and will begin to head toward the Great Lakes tonight. Out ahead of it, a southerly breeze will push some clouds and moisture into the region, and it looks like temperatures tonight will remain on the milder side and again in the middle and upper 30s. We'll wake up on Wednesday with cloudy skies, and the clouds will continue to increase and build through the morning with a few scattered showers before lunchtime. As the storm heads from the Great Lakes and into southern Canada, an increasing southerly wind flow will help push temperatures back to the 50-degree mark. When the energy and moisture push through the region, showers will become more numerous on Wednesday afternoon and for the big late-day commute ahead of Thanksgiving. Rain will persist into Wednesday night. A cold front will swing through the region, and the wind will flip around to the northwest. The wind will also increase overnight into Thanksgiving morning, at times gusting over 30 and even 40 miles per hour. This northwest wind flow will drive in colder air for Thanksgiving Day. Although precipitation will tend to wind down, it'll still be a bit chilly, with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. A few flurries and snow showers are possible on Thanksgiving Day, with the wind blowing over the warmer waters of the Great Lakes. High pressure will build in late in the afternoon on Thursday and continue to dominate the weather for Black Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it will be dry with highs in the upper 30s. Dry but chilly to start the weekend on Saturday with mostly sunny skies in the mid-30s. The next system will move out of the middle of the country and head in our direction for Sunday with a chance of rain or wet snow, highs in the mid-30s before it turns blustery and cooler again on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the threat for impactful weather will increase significantly today as two storms come into focus. First, a low-pressure system is forecast to move through the eastern Pacific while strengthening rapidly. The low should reach the coast by this evening near the California-Oregon border and is currently forecast to have a central pressure of 974 millibars. This would set November low-pressure records for the region and would flirt with all-time records. With such a tight pressure gradient, high winds are likely. Storm-force to hurricane-force winds are expected offshore, with winds over 70 miles per hour also possible along the Oregon coast, in the coastal ranges of Oregon and California, and across higher elevations of the Sierra. Power outages and tree damage are both possible, and visibility will be severely reduced where snow occurs. Snow will be measured in multiple feet in the higher terrain of the Sierra Nevada, with 1 to 3 feet currently forecast for the Shastas and the Siskiyous. Another low-pressure system is expected to consolidate in the lee of the Rockies and move across the plains today and into the upper Midwest and upper Great Lakes tomorrow. On the backside of this system, a swath of heavy snow is forecast from the Front Range of Wyoming and Colorado through the Central Plains and into the western Great Lakes. Total snow accumulations of 6 to 12 inches will be common, with locally higher amounts possible. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy near 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 67, set in 1979 and in 1895, and the record low, 11 below zero in 1938. Sunrise this morning at 7 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:25 p.m., 9 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today, with more clouds toward the Canadian border and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 40. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the Southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, the Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds, showers in the morning, rain in the afternoon, high temperatures near 50. Becoming windy Wednesday night and windy and turning colder on Thanksgiving Day with a few flurries, highs around 40. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Friday, mostly sunny mid-30s on Saturday, cloudy with a chance of rain and some wet snow on Sunday in the mid-30s, and a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cool with a few snow showers on Monday, highs staying in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.